This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Former SIU System President Glenn Pichard gave a poetry reading yesterday morning at the SIU Student Center. Pichard read some of his own poetry as well as poems by other authors. It was part of a free poetry reading to benefit the Saluki Food Pantry. Attendees were asked to bring food donations for the event. The pantry provides food for SIU students and their dependents. Pichard chose poems that he had written and others that spoke to him at different points in his life. Pichard remembers his father being ashamed of seeking help when he was a child. He wants to use these events to erase the stigma of seeking assistance.
When we make it possible for other people, hungry people, poor people, to go take advantage of pantries or federal programs for food and so on, we should feel good about that. We shouldn't begrudge them having to do that, because that's who we're supposed to be as human beings.
Pichard has done 27 poetry readings to raise funds for food pantries. He hopes to complete 50 readings by Christmas. Chicago journalist Steve Held was detained at an immigration protest Saturday evening in the west suburbs. WBEZ's Dan Mayahalopoulos spoke with Held after his release.
Held has been covering the Trump administration's deportation efforts for months, and he was filming a protest at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Broadview when federal agents tackled him.
Stay back.
Held was released after about 6 hours, but it gave him a glimpse into the lives of the immigrants held inside the Broadview ICE facility.
All these men, you know, come up and they put their hands on the glass and they're just kind of looking and watching. And I don't know what's going to happen to them.
Held says he plans to continue his reporting. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.
A new study shows pre-apprenticeship programs are helping reshape Illinois' reconstruction workforce. Since 2017, more than 5,800 people have enrolled in the Highway Construction Careers Training Program and Illinois Works, fueling a 95% increase in Black apprentices and a 202% increase in female apprentices. You can learn more on our website at WSIU.org.